Hello, you're listening to RepoCast, and since the recording of this podcast, we've had a chance to talk to Geneva C., who has caught two of the runners, and I'm going to play the exclusive interview so far with Geneva C. Right now, and after that, it will go into the podcast that we recorded before talking to her. So here is the podcast with Geneva C., who caught two of the four runners, CG and Usman, and here it is now. Okay, we're about to talk to Geneva C., who caught two of the runners and is now $15,000 richer. Hopefully this works. Here we go. It's ringing. Well, this is interesting. I like the setup here. What is going on? Who's chopping?
Geneva.
Hello?
Sorry. Hello.
Geneva.
Hi. Hi, okay, yeah, it's me. Hi, what's up?
Oh, how's it going? How's your day? You're $15,000 richer!
No. pretty uneventful day, yeah.
Oh, that's gotta be a good
day.
Oh my god.
It's your average day.
We are all so happy for you in this moment.
I really want to say I could not have done it without all of you. Like, it really has been such a group effort, and I mean, it's just ridiculous that I don't know. I'm going to be really incoherent right now. You're going to have to bear with me.
Oh, don't worry about it. We understand. Can you tell us a little bit? Can you tell us a story of what happened? And then after you tell us the story, can you describe their faces, please?
Okay. Sure, I guess. So their faces, you mean like we know how they look, like their faces when I repo them? Or
yeah,
what?
When you repo them, how their faces, their immediate reaction.
Okay, well, the story. So I've been trudging all over the suburbs all day because we did know that CG had left that runner card in Bethesda in Lillet Cafe. So I went out there first to try to find the card, see if I could find them out there. I did get the card. That whole hunt, I tried to talk to employees out there who went to the places they went to, and that didn't really work out. No one had really been working last night. So I came back home briefly to kind of, because I had been asking people to forward me the task numbers, so I knew kind of what to look for when they were out and about. Mm-hmm. And so I came back home, and I had gotten messages from people about the clue that was on the database about Usman. The green belt clue.
Right.
And so people were looking for skating rinks in the area, and they happened to find the closest one, which happened to be in, oh my god, I don't even remember the name of the town anymore. What's the name of the town? Lanham. Okay, yes, Lanham. So the nearest one was in Lanham, and so I was like, well, on the off chance that they're actually going to go, the closest one I'm going to go to that. Because I don't drive. I
right.
had to basically take public transit wherever I could, and basically wherever I was, that was where I was going to be. Mm-hmm. But people had been mentioning that, you know, free skates at skating rinks are fairly limited, so we did have a fairly limited time frame that they were going to be going out and doing this in.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the bus out to the Lenham skating rink, and I put on roller skates for the first time in 10 years, and did laps around the rink so I didn't look suspicious, made a giant fool of myself, and found the sidelines. And I don't know how I didn't see them come in, but I kind of look over, and there's a girl with very red hair, and she's holding a camera to videotape someone on the rink.
Uh-huh.
And my heart just drops to the floor, and I look over on the rink, and I'm like, oh, well, there's Usman skating. That's obviously CG. So I quietly kind of skate over there, stumble over there in my roller skates, try to get my purse out of the locker so I can grab my camera, and oh my god. And I come up by CG as she's taping, and I took the picture and said he'd been repoed, and from there it was like, and Usman still out skating on the rink, and
now, was she filming as you did this?
Yes.
So
yes,
is this all filming. On? This is all on tape.
Yes, I think she's
back
looking
again.
Over. I think. What?
Oh, sorry. This is Taewin. Hi. How are you doing? We just talked a second ago.
Yes, we did.
Again.
Sorry. My boyfriend's trying to find the kind of camera charger. Although apparently there is a camera on the laptop, so I might be able to use that. But.
Okay, great. We'll keep working on it. I did talk to CG, and she does have her being repoed on tape up to when she was repoed.
Okay.
Okay, yes. I thought that she had said that she hadn't actually caught the words even repoed on tape, but maybe she did. So, I don't know. But, yeah, so she was taping the task video at the time, and I just kind of walked up, and she just kind of gets this look of shock and disappointment, because obviously I would be disappointed too.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I felt really bad. I felt terrible, honestly. And she congratulated me, and then once Usman finally got off the rink, because he just kept doing laps, he either didn't notice or didn't, I don't know. So I got him once he got off the rink, and he gave me a big ol' hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. We're so all very happy for you.
So it was at Wheel of Wild?
Again, it's really not just, I mean, it was everyone who did this, you know, I really did get lucky. I mean, I wasn't the only one there either. There were a couple of repo men who had apparently just signed up today. We only got out in the parking lot, they were standing out there, and they're like, oh, you got to them first.
Oh.
So,
that's
yeah,
really funny, yeah. Because CG and Usman noticed them, and they said they had a bad feeling about them, but thought that if they had been repo men, they would have gotten out of their car and headed after them.
They told me about that too, and I didn't even pull up when I was standing outside the rink, but I couldn't see into the truck. I thought it was actually Usman and Fiji in there, and I was like, they're going to see me standing outside the rink. They're going to think I'm really suspicious. They're going to go somewhere else. So I went into the rink and I got my skates ASAP, and it turned out something entirely different. So
that's a great story.
It's ridiculous.
That story you will be telling for so long to come.
Tell the grandkids, yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
That's exactly right. When I was young, I hunted people. What are you doing, kid?
Right. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's kind of like a fairy tale, only without all the boring princess bullshit, is kind of how I see it. Like,
right. Do you think, have you comprehended yet? Like, what happened? Have you comprehended it?
It hasn't really sunk in, no. I was thinking all day, what would it be like if I actually did catch them? And now that it's happened, I've been asking people to pinch me, seriously.
Right.
Well, Geneva Steve, this is Repo Chip. You were telling me earlier how you so badly wanted to be part of something like this and everything. How do you feel now, having been a really big part?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Earlier when we talked, you were telling me how you had always wanted to be a part of something like this, and how do you feel now, having been a very big part?
It's amazing. I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, it really is, having been in something this, I mean, interesting to be able to tell stories about it, and something so widespread and something that's involved so many people and touched so many people, it's just really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
And are you prepared to get the union tattoo?
Yes. I'm not getting on the neck. I'm not, because I don't know how I'm going to cover that up. And I do. This isn't enough money for me to never work again. So I'm probably going to get it like on my hip or something. But yeah, I'm definitely getting the tattoo.
Are you going to get one for each or just one?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe one, but with two tally marks underneath it.
You should get the one, and then you should have like double kill written on the bottom of it or something.
Fatality.
Take them out to dinner.
Two birds with one stone.
I offered to. I was like, but I literally like, I don't have $15,000 yet. I was down to like $20. I was like, we can go somewhere. It's just gonna have to be like McDonald's, and like that ended up taking a rain check. I'm not sure if they had somewhere to be, but yeah, definitely. Definitely, whenever they want to call that rain check in, by all means. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they were late for a very important date.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're getting our stories mixed up now. I mean, you've got Wizard of Oz, you've got Alice in Wonderland. You're getting mixed up. Anyway.
They tweeted that they were going to go see Alice in Wonderland now.
Oh, okay. That explains it. I'm sorry. I'm not good at making connections right now. But yeah, I suppose that's as good a way as any to pass the time. But yeah, so seriously, at this point, I'm basically like, man, everyone in IRC can have a rain check for dinner at this point.
Awesome.
Are so you? I have a question. How long have you been shaking? Are you still shaking right now?
Yes.
I would imagine
extremely
so.
I've been pretty much shaking all day. Every time I saw someone who kind of looked like them, every time I glimpsed bright red hair, or I faux repoed a guy who from a distance kind of looked like Usman. When I got closer, he didn't really look like Usman, but I was already in the zone. I just couldn't really stop myself. He just looked at me confused, and he's like, Rico, what, like a car? What? Sorry.
No, we're taking your heart.
Kidney, please.
Kidney.
I have the kidney right here. It's blinking at me. It's blinking angrily in the eye, too. They're just sitting right here.
That's great.
Oh, you have to send us a picture.
That's so cool.
Are they cool? What do you think
about
the kidney in the eye? You're the first one to see them beyond the runners.
They blink lights and flash lights, and that's pretty cool. I'm kind of like a magpie that way, so they're kind of fascinating to me.
Is it okay, Taewon, is it okay for her to post pictures of those for us?
Sure, if she wants to, she can. That's going to be up to her. So, I mean, I think I'm not sure whether what we're going to be doing with them in the long run with her, we're going to be talking about that. But, yeah, she's got them for now. So, I mean, but she needs to turn them into us at some point, right? That's how she gets her bounty. But you might as well.
Absolutely.
No pictures.
So, like, I'm sorry, let me interrupt. Do you want me to describe them or what?
Yes, please, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, they're little white, like palm-sized GPS devices in little cases to protect them. They've got the barcode, of course, the barcode and their case numbers, which you've probably been able to see. It's the 15105, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, pictures of the organs, a picture of the eye, and a picture of the kidney. Looking a little worse for wear, but from being, you know, taken all
Are
over
they Sony?
The U.S. a few weeks, but... I'm sorry?
I just said, are they Sony GPS CS3 KAs?
GPS 3 what? I
That's
can't
very
hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm Googling what they are.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what the model
nice.
Number is.
I could tell you they're very high quality. That's what I could tell you.
They are very high quality and very attractive. They are definitely high tech. They're excellent. The back says GL100, whatever that means. And it does have the Union logo on the back, so.
Now, Geneva, obviously we had discovered that they were traveling together for at least some time. Were you surprised to see both of them still together?
I knew it was clear from the task. I mean, they'd obviously both been in Bethesda the night before because the bench that Usman was sitting on his task video, I mean, those benches are very distinct. They're the pair of Bethesda benches. I was looking at them, I was trying to find the one he actually sat on. But I know there had been theories that since they had been near an airport, that CG had actually flown out. So I was kind of thinking of that too. I really wasn't actually expecting both of them to be there, but at the same time, I was kind of, you know, open to the possibility. So.
Right.
So the rink itself, was that wheel a while?
I'm sorry?
The rink itself was
wheel
it,
a while?
There
were actually two on the map next to each other, and I was worried because I'm like, if there are two rinks next to each other, first of all, it doesn't make sense. It's blase competition, you know. Mm-hmm. And second of all, like, I couldn't get down that far because it was dark and the walkways on that road aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I spoke to someone at the rink and they were actually like, the other one on the map is probably our offices, which are across the parking lot over there. So it was wheel a while or whatever one is next to it. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Fubar, I don't know if you found those or if somebody else sent them to you. But Fubar.
Somebody else sent them. I've been out of the house all day. Other people have been in
ICU.
Yeah,
you got the text.
I woke up around 10. I got a DM from someone on Twitter saying, and I got text, you know, and stuff saying, they were in Bethesda. And I'm like, I'm out of the bar, basically. So I've been out. I came back briefly to upload a couple of pictures, but I've been out of the house for most of the day.
Yeah, see, I DM'd them at like 2 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, and I got that, and then I got to the private channel. That I was using at the time, and then sent it to somebody else and told them to text you because I couldn't find your number for whatever reason.
Yeah, and then
Rebo Chip and I were talking like a whole bunch, and Bethesda, he was giving me all this info on all the links that are all around. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get all these. Oh my God, if I fail, I'm going to fail, and they're not going to come back to DC, and I'm going to feel horrible.
But you picked the right one.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Yeah, it really was. It was just, I mean, it was serendipity,
it was
really
the,
is.
It was the closest one, right? I think that was the closest one to where the Green Belt place was, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Geneva, this is Evil Tiki Monkey. I just want to give you a second to say congratulations. That's awesome. We're really proud of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks. I really do appreciate it. And again, like, I mean, I really feel like it's not really just, you know, it's really important to me to be like, hey, this is everyone else's victory just as much as mine, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to keep you for too long. I'm sure there's so many people you want to talk to and call in your personal life. So thank you for talking to us.
I've got one last question.
Go ahead.
Sure.
So you plan to hunt down the other two now?
First of all, I plan to take a long shower and then sleep for a week. After that, we'll see. But seriously, like, I'm not even sure if they'll swing through the area at this point. I plan to be active in IRC, still trying to decipher whatever I can, but I might let other people do the legwork.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Congrats again.
Thanks a lot for joining
us.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Talk to you in the IRC.
I'm going to go figure out this camera thing now because I'm sure Taewon needs me to do this thing, whatever it is. So.
Yeah, I do need you to do that. I'm going to go off now, too. But yeah, congratulations from us also. I mean, we think it's awesome. So good job.
Thank
Level
you so much.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right, I'm going to try to get his laptop set up. All right, I'm going to head out. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
That's just so awesome. That's all I can say.
Okay, you're listening to RepoCast, and we've had some breaking news, and it happened before in the pre-show, which I was recording, and I'll play it right now.
Oh, did anybody else see what came across the actual website? It doesn't show up. It wasn't hashtagged on Twitter.
No, which website?
Miss Geneva Conventional just bagged two renters.
That's
she did?
We are just putting that up right now.
Wait,
oh
what?
My God.
Wait, two people are...
Yeah, about a half an hour ago, G Conventional just got two runners for $15,000.
Oh,
Jesus.
Whoa.
Freaking awesome.
Whoa.
He's doing Usman?
This is live and it's being recorded.
Yes, that's right.
Oh.
Son of a...
Two people have been caught.
I bet she must have got on one of those skate parks down there.
I do not have full details, but as I'm just posting, she got them together at a skating rink in Maryland.
Oh, I wonder if it was the one.
Awesome. Yeah, we were calling them.
Yes!
It's awesome.
Oh, we gave... I think it was the one that a bunch of us were saying where it was, but hopefully... Oh, that's awesome,
though. So was she working with you guys or when she did that or not?
When she left... We gave her a few links.
I gave her a bunch of links earlier.
All right, now, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think this is going to help you more or help them more, the runners?
I have a feeling that Alex is going to make a run now if she already has. And if she's still in Atlanta now, she's crazy because she knows that the hunters are actually on the streets.
Yeah, I mean, if I thought she was going to stay there, I'd be up at 5 a.m. Hell, 3 a.m. I'd get some sleep. Go 3 a.m. maybe. Be there right away and just spend the entire day looking for it.
Yeah, because I think it's going to get a lot more people like out on the street now because they know, you know, oh, someone's got money. Someone like went and caught these people. Like, I'm willing to drive this 5 hours now, you know, because I know it's possible, kind of thing.
So
yeah,
it's in all honesty, if I was Geneva, I'd be splurging some of that money on a pair of tickets as soon as I figured out where Alex or Will was.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
the investment.
Yeah, exactly. Go in. Just you know, take a portion of that and go for it.
Now, hopefully we can talk to Geneva C. Soon. That would be fantastic to talk to her, to get her reaction to being $15,000 richer because she caught two of them. And that... I let's talk about this because we planned on talking about the idea that CG and Usman... were together, and now we know they were, and they had continued to be together even after you fantastic repo men had discovered that they were together. Are you surprised they'd stayed together?
I'm not.
You know?
I'm not at all.
No.
I'll be the dissenting voice there. I'm a little surprised that they stayed together after we knew they were together. especially with all the clues that Usman left in his video that they were still together. Right. I thought for sure they weren't.
And didn't so. Usman didn't or was, doesn't he go to MIT? I would have thought he'd be smarter than that. Come on.
See, here's the thing. I think, honestly, Usman figured that we would assume that.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would think he was attempting to mess with us. And in the fact, even if he wasn't,
right.
The fact that half of us would think he was and half of us wouldn't, he would have effectively messed with us. Now, granted, I had a theory about where all the runners would end up. And, you know, being at the case that it is now, my original thought was, you know, just like in the story, CG and Usman met up, and my next guess was they were going to rendezvous with Will, and then they would all rendezvous with Alex.
I don't know if Alex would have followed that, though. She seems... Well,
the key point is, you know, to some degree, they were sticking to where they were, but they were also being guided, is my thoughts. I think that they had some general objectives that they have to complete. Namely, one of them being for their own good to get an upgrade before the 15th. And I had some theories surrounding that
right.
that may still play out for the two that are remaining. So not necessarily going to, you know, the people that I'm working on it with, they understand. But I don't necessarily want to go into the exact details on that because it could still prove to be true for the remaining two runners.
Now, if you look at the clues that led to us, not us, I'm not a repo man. You guys figuring out that they were together, would you say maybe they gave us too many clues they were together, and it's like they have nobody else but themselves to blame for losing their chances of surviving the 30 days?
I don't know necessarily that them being together.
It puts a bigger target on them.
Being together in and of itself wouldn't have been necessarily a problem. The problem was, as you said, Nick, that they gave clues to that effect.
Right.
And I think that was indeed a big part of what got him caught.
Well, yeah, exactly. You got to remember that Usman was the one decided who did not provide enough about his location. But I think that the fact that they provided that they were together was a big reason why they were able to be caught together.
Well, I mean, even just that, now here, taking it from this, you know, because I honestly think, together or not, I think they could have played it still where they would have been just as safe. I think the key mistake here, if what we've heard is true, is they were filming each other's tasks. Now, to begin with, that's what, if I'm not mistaken, gave the first clue to them being together, is all of a sudden the cinematography in CG's videos was identical to Usman's. The steady hand, the pan methods, it was a, you know, if you spend any time watching people or their mannerisms, which, go figure, that's what most of us have been doing, and with a fine-tooth comb, you know, things like that stick out very blatantly to people who are grasping for any potential link or clue. Had CG not been filming him at that rink, very good chance they would have never, no one would have figured that, you know, seen him at that rink. The two of them together, cameras in hand, stand out way more than had Usman had someone else, say, skating in the rink with a camera, or someone skating in front of him, filming themselves with him behind him, so they were actually filming him. Now, you know, but having someone that stands out as much as CG does filming, so she's not paying attention to her surroundings, and she's paying attention to him, that I think was the downfall. Was actually, had they used a third person or even a third and a fourth person to do their tasks simultaneously, I think they would have been in a much better state, and then just group back together and take off again.
I would have thought what they would have done is at the same time done both of their tasks separately, completely separately, but at the same time, and then met back up somewhere and traveled together.
Exactly,
I think that would have made much more sense.
Yes,
but
agreed.
To be doing the tasks that we are being fed. We knew where they were, Greenbelt, Maryland, whether or not that's where the skating rink was. It had to be somewhere in that area. We knew that, and I think that, like you said, by them working together to complete the tasks, by just and it was unnecessary. You didn't need anybody really filming you doing the task. I think they put a big target on their back. And I think that's why they were caught first.
Yeah, I mean, you know... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I may be able to find, I may know where she caught them, because there's, they've said a bunch of things. She's on a bus home. She's way out of the, way away from her house. I'm willing to bet that there's a good chance she caught them either at Seabrook or Wheel a While, because that's the only place she mentioned as being really far away from her.
Okay. Yeah, and that's now, where she was traveling to when I was talking to her via private message. She said she was heading out that
hopefully
way.
We can
go check those two out.
Talk to her. That'd be great.
I think her phone's dead.
Right, that's what, I've heard.
Hey, you know, it's Taewin again, by the way. I'm back.
Welcome back.
You know, I gotta say.
I was just talking to another runner, by the way.
Any updates you can?
Well, I got a rather panicked call asking if this was true, and indeed, two of her compatriots had gone down to Repo Man, and I said, "Oh yes, it is true." She said she is now terrified. So there you go.
Good.
So
we're coming to Atlanta now.
Yeah. That's a different, completely different mentality than what we saw on the podcast Sunday. She was pretty confident then. So I think
I think she's changed her tune.
Yeah, this is a definitely boost for the Repo Men cause.
You know, Nick, back to the question about the runners, or Repo, CG and Usman. Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, they could have continued to travel together and still pulled it off had, you know, we were talking about with them performing their tasks separately. In all honesty, if I was in their shoes and I had two modes of transportation, I would have agreed to split up, not do our tasks that day going in completely opposite directions, let the GPS show that we're far away from each other, and then meet right back up the next day and perform our tasks. That's just one idea, you know. Right. It's things like that, you know. There's so many ways to continually, you know, throw people off your track. Will, for instance, great job on him, in my opinion, to be in San Antonio, head down to the south, you know, to Corpus, and then come right back through San Antonio and into Austin. You know, at that point, I had no inclination or inkling at all that anyone will be in Austin, at least for a while. And I thought maybe, you know, some of the others may come into Austin for South By, but never would I have imagined I'd wake up the next morning and Will would be in Austin.
Right.
Now, so I have a question relating to that for Taewin that I don't know if you can answer, but are you going to keep doing revealing the hints about the location of the person who gives the least information now that we're down to two? Because that would mean we'd be alternating and one person a day with that.
Groundswell was going to have to examine whether they can pull back a little bit now. Now, I could tell you that they certainly still are going to have to be doing tasks, and if they don't do tasks, their GPS coordinates will be revealed. So they still have pressure on them, but we may pull back a little bit now that two people have been caught, at least for a while. But we won't pull back too far if we do.
Now,
the Ides of March is still still on. They still have to deal with the Ides of March. I'm afraid the virus wasn't affected by two of them being caught. So Will and Alex still have to get their patches or they're going to be in deep trouble.
Hey, Taewin, did you expect one hunter or one runner, not alone two runners, being caught this early? Did you think it was going to happen this quickly?
I actually thought there was a really good chance that at least one runner would be caught by the halfway point, because we have four people, which is four times as many chance someone will get caught. And these people didn't have all that long to prepare for life on the run. So I did actually expect at least one person caught by the halfway mark. I was getting surprised no one had gone down. I did not expect two runners to stay together for so long, especially during challenges, and once Repo Men knew they were together and then be caught together. That's surprising.
Yeah, I would be surprised by that, just seeing that strategy. Obviously you know where they're going or where they are at every moment, right?
So I don't always personally know, because I like to sometimes theorize on these things, but when necessary I can know exactly
where
they were.
So were you surprised seeing them kind of moving together? Was it like that strategy? Did that surprise you?
At first I was like, oh, they're very close to each other. That's interesting. I think they're together.
Right.
And yes, and so I knew they were together. They were trying to actually hide that information from us, which didn't work very well. But I knew they were together for a while. And did not reveal that to you guys. But then you guys started to put it together. It was very interesting to see how it came together. And I love the fact that it was solidified by
semi-suite going to the hotel, the Howard Johnson's, and taping images of the two chalk drawings together from one from Simone, one from CG. That was awesome. I mean, that was perfect intel.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why they emphasized that. I mean, on it, the idea I had, what I thought they were doing, was setting up this whole thing where, oh, they're together, they're together, they're together, and then taking different planes to different parts of the country, and then continuing to show, for example, getting an extra pair of CG shoes, and continuing to show evidence that had both looking together, but in totally different physical locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a great idea, and I was surprised that they didn't do something like that, especially once you guys were on to the fact that they were together.
And they
I thought that was going to happen tonight. I expected them to take a red eye out tonight on that idea, and I really want to find out if that's what they were planning, or if
we're going to make sure we do interviews with them very shortly, as well as with G Conventional, and I'm sure we can ask about that. I mean, obviously they were planning on getting these patches. I can't imagine any runner wouldn't. Given how bad it is if they don't get one. And so I'm sure they would have had to split up for that. But
so, Taewon, are those...
Did you guys get CG's tweet just now?
Yeah, she's going to go see Alice in Wonderland. Usman are going to go see Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly. She says, I can't believe I got repoed. What am I going to do now?
So, Taewon, any chance that those patches they're going to get are going to be patches they have to wear while they're on the run?
I'm not going to say what the patches are exactly. Let's just say it has to do with their Artiforgs and making sure that the software that's masking their Artiforgs works properly. There will be information. I can tell you guys that there's going to be some other things for you to hunt this week. You'll be hearing about that pretty shortly. So there's going to be some other things that need to be hunted down. And they will have prizes, although not quite the $7,500 prize for catching an actual human, but there will be prizes and information available in the things that you have to hunt down.
Okay.
Can anyone hunt these down?
I would say there's at least one thing anyone in the country can hunt down, and the other things will be such that different groups of people have a better chance than others.
Okay. That's interesting.
Is someone killing Shinma? What is going on there?
What's that?
Is someone killing you with a sword? What was going on there?
Oh. Since remember I told you I had to head down to San Antonio. I'm at a coworker's place, and he's playing a game in the background.
Oh. Tell him I said hi.
They said hi, Matt.
CG says that she has the video of Geneva saying you've been repoed at the end, and so she's gonna have that.
I just saw that. That's awesome.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Sweet. That's really great.
Nice.
I hope we see the entire video, just of them nonchalant, not knowing what's about to happen.
It sounds like too that they have the you've been repoed on the video too. From that tweet that CG wrote, so
yeah,
that should be
funny.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear that. Cannot wait. So, let me ask you guys, what is it like, and maybe you would have given me a different answer an hour ago, but what is it like to be a repo man?
Time-consuming.
It is a blast. Getting the info, and then I'll call it the hive mind, digesting that info in IRC is just, it's fun to watch, but it's even more fun to be part of it.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm loving this. I mean, like I said, time consuming, but in the best possible way. I'm having a blast with this. And even the lulls, the IRC chats, they're still going over stuff and contemplating stuff and figuring out moles. I mean, there's really not a down moment if you're awake. I mean, that's pretty much all you gotta be, and it's just I'm having a great time. This is the first time I've ever done something like this, and I'm digging it.
Yeah, it's I'm having a whole lot of fun. I've done mystery hunt for 2 different years at MIT with some friends of mine up there, and that's a whole lot of fun when you get a big group of people in a room all sort of panicking physically together, but. I also kind of like it all split up and people kind of doing their own things, and the fact that it's all across America. I know I keep saying this, but I've always wanted to actually get in on the ground floor and participate in one of these, and this was a really good one to do that with. I think that it's, there's something a little bit more visceral, to me at least, about it being an actual physical person mm-hmm. that, you know, several weeks ago was just like any one of us that you're trying to hunt down and find. There's something just really neat about that.
And how they can move. So you never have a certainty, really, where they are or where they're going to be, which adds that much more to the game. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, this one being the first ARG I've played, you know, with a massively internet-based, you know, Intel network, is definitely different. The most recent one I played before this was an assassination tournament here in Austin that was 40 people within the city. And the trick with that was it was a circle. Every person that was hunting someone was being hunted by somebody else as well. Mm-hmm. And as you took someone out, you got the card of the person they were hunting till it became a complete circle. That definitely adds a level of complexity that will drive you nuts. 3 weeks of that.
That's all fun.
Oh, it was a blast. 3 weeks of that, you're not sleeping much. You're looking over your shoulder everywhere you go because all it takes is someone to get you wet. Water guns, work gun, you know, water bomb. It didn't matter. You just come out of nowhere. You pull up to a light, and if your window's down and the guy next to you is hunting you and he has his windshield wipers turned to the side and splashes you, then you get him. Now, granted, I know that one from experience. On the I turned my wipers to the side, I was can't even tell you the stuff I had going for this. It was pretty insane. But this is almost as exciting, even without having someone hunting you the entire time. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a blast. I think the best part of all this for me has been the teamwork with everybody.
There has been great teamwork going on, and that's always a vital part.
The one thing that I think has changed, at least for me, as of the past 30 minutes. Is that I'm going to take traveling a little bit more. It's going to be a little bit more of an option for me now, especially for other reasons, which I don't want to go into here because I know the runners are listening, but that I can tell some of you later. Actually, I can probably tell everybody later as long as it's secure. But anyway, I'll probably be traveling a lot more from now on. I may actually get in the road, stay on my car, and try and track them continuously,
mm-hmm. Awesome.
Depending on what the info I get. Just live in my...
I think
I
think this I would think, if I were a repo man, I think this would definitely boost my morale and definitely make it more aware to me that it is possible to find somebody, and in that matter, two people, and to be $7,500 richer. So
or 15,000 as being conventional.
Right, yeah. Right. That's not a bad deal right there to take a little bus trip and leave with $15,000. That's a good deal.
Very.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that bus ticket was worth it.
Yeah, yeah. So looking
it's actually
at...
a really big boost working with these people because you see, like, just before this happened, we were all looking up phone numbers for her, getting information about, okay, this ring's going to be opened at this time. So it's a real boost to kind of see that, hey, our intel, where we're helping, you know, wherever we're at, is helping somebody catch these guys.
And
so
it's
really
good
cool.
Also to see it be within the community that you guys have created. Maybe before it's gotten, obviously you want it to be publicized, but before it's gotten too publicized to a point where all of America may be looking for these four people. So it's good to see at least one person be found, but two people found by somebody that you have helped in this venture, that somebody that you have contributed to their find. I can see
exactly.
Definitely how it's a big boost. Now, looking at what happened in the last hour, would you think your tactics will change now? How you've been going about doing things? Or will it continue the way you guys have been doing it?
No, I think that it proves that what we are doing is right. I mean, it proves that we're on the right track. We know where they're at. We got the essential thing was getting somebody on the streets. And just like, you know, what Big Cat was just saying, that, you know, giving them the intel and keeping it as a team, and it seems to be working pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think the team is a big part of it, but I also think that we're going to be doing more. At least I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting on the ground is crucial.
Yeah.
Yep. I think a lot of us will be doing more. And yeah, what Taylan says, our problem all along has been feet on the ground in the right place. Something else for DC, when earlier today, when she was just taking off, and I got her the first list, I think the first list of places to check out, she was telling me that, I don't remember exactly, but something to the effect where she had always dreamed of doing something like this. And I mean, she was just talking about the participation and stuff. And I had commented how it'd be great if she could actually capture one of them too. It'd just be a bonus. And now she's captured two of them. When she gets back, she's going to be absolutely freaking out.
I can't wait to talk with her, whether it be in the IRC or over the phone, because I could definitely see how getting $15,000 would make you shake and make you get so excited.
Well, she found that card today too, and I think she was like, "Oh, I'll be happy. Like, this is a good enough souvenir." Blah 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 blah.
Oh
so,
yeah,
she was
oh, yeah.
Psyched.
She was thrilled just with that.
Do you think she's happier with $15,000 though?
Probably a little bit.
Yeah. Now, do you guys worry it'll get too competitive from this point? Because now there's only two people. Do you think you'll maybe, not all of you, but do you think there will be people that might withhold information so they have a better chance to catch one of the two runners left?
Well, of the people currently involved, I don't think so, because we're more or less spread out where there's not a whole lot of chance where we're going to be stepping on each other's toes. But
yeah, I was just going to say, I was just going to say that as long as they don't come to Los Angeles, that seems to be the biggest congregation. I think they'll all work as a team.
And I've seen that nobody that in here right now is at all angry, and I don't know why you would be, that Geneva has won. Everybody's thrilled. So I think that shows that even though maybe you didn't get the money, it excites you guys. As much, well, a little less than it excites the person that gets the money.
Yeah, I think that it's because it is in the context of a game, because it's us versus them, and it's like, yeah, sure, only one person gets to take home the big, you know, well, three people now get to take home the big purse.
Right, and I think you guys have got to feel that you've contributed to this person, Geneva, becoming $15,000 richer, and that's got to feel pretty good.
Having the context makes it less competitive.
There were several of us that helped her out getting the information, and that feels good. But just to see someone that hasn't done this before, as far as I know, and to whom it was important to actually be the one to not only make the first capture, but a double capture, is good for all of us.
Yeah, that's got to... It is pretty exciting to see, and I think she's definitely deserves it, because she's helped out as much as anybody else. So,
I think of it just as a teammate won. I mean, that's like, you know, I'm happy that a teammate got him, so I'm not bummed at all. It's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I said that a few days ago. I was just like, I really hope one of us in this IRC group was able to catch somebody, because it was just we were all helping each other out, and it was just like, man, if we only get one, I really hope it's one of ours. So it was cool to get a two double catch.
We do have to make sure that Geneva throws a party for all of us, though.
Yes.
You guys really want that party, don't you?
Oh, I can make it down to Maryland from New York. It ain't that far.
I can make that drive. Yeah, I think it would have been different, though. I mean, not to, you know, not have faith in people. I think it would have been a little different.
Another ending, no ending to a story.
Yeah. Part of the IRC chat.
And the runners fight back.
Yeah. Lurker, you're cutting out. You got to start over.
I was just saying that I think it would be a little bit different if somebody completely outside the group, outside the IRC channel and everything, just came in, grabbed them, and somebody nobody knew, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see you guys getting bummed about that, but you guys definitely... it's clear that everybody in that IRC chat has contributed to this single person becoming $15,000 richer in a moment, in a time frame of 30 minutes. I mean, there's a chance that she shows up at that skating rink 10 minutes later, and they've already, and the task has already been completed, and they leave, and they're not, or she wouldn't have gotten the $15,000. So you, and I'm saying that, stating this, you guys have contributed to somebody becoming $15,000 richer, and you should all pat yourselves on the back for that. Good job.
Good job. On the other side of the coin, we cost two people $7,500.
We're not That's worried true. About that.
Well,
we did that personally, so we don't feel guilty about that.
Right. I mean, that was their idea to double up. So.
Well, and they stole the artiforks.
That's
with,
true.
So.
Yeah, that's true. They deserved it.
Remember that speech by Jake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rules.
No, honestly, if I'd captured them, I would have mixed feelings. I would feel pretty bad about it in a way, but since I didn't do it personally, yeah.
I hope that video, when she says you've been repoed, shows one of their faces.
Oh, that would be classic.
I bet it'll show Usman's.
Yeah. Priceless.
Right, wasn't it Usman's task?
Yeah, I bet it'll show him.
So maybe I'm just imagining. They're in a, now were they ice skating or were they roller skating? Does anyone know?
Or is that I think all she was really checking out were roller skating rinks, but I'm not sure
okay.
of that.
So just
if she's at one of the two that we think she was at, they were roller skating.
Okay, so Usman just roller skating. This is my video. It's loud. There's a lot of people there. Usman going around with a circle, and all of a sudden in the background, you just hear, "You've been repoed!" I can't wait.
It would have been better if it was couple skates only, so they're both skating. Side by side.
It'd be even better yet if it was couple skate, but rather than CG and Usman, it was GC and Usman. with CG ahead of them or whatever, taping them. And then she turns over and does him right in the middle of it.
Oh, by the way.
That would be cool.
Yeah. This is very exciting. Man, I'm
sorry, I just had this, like, do you want to come back to my place and see my artiforg?
Wow.
You taught them, wouldn't you, Sim Sweet?
Ooh, there's my dog. Now, I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about?
Are we going to catch Alex?
Yeah. I would like that.
Go ahead. Is it because of the statue?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. I hate that freaking statue.
Have any idea where that statue is? Have we identified it at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She told us.
New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, we did get a positive match then?
Yes.
Yeah, but there are no current pictures.
Ah. That's what
There won't be any future pictures when I get a hold of the damn statue.
Now, I think, Shinmai, you have a story to tell, don't you?
Oh yeah, it pales in comparison.
I know, but we're gonna hear the story because I've heard it's a good story. Now
it's the other way it can go.
Right. It shows the. How tricky the runners can be. So do you want to tell the story?
I can basically, I'll read off, you know, some of the stuff. I kind of put a chronological rundown of what all went on and sent that over to the union so they'd have that. And I'm more than happy to kind of tell it to you. If y'all don't mind, I'll probably read off of it just to make sure that I don't miss anything. Mm-hmm. But the key thing that really gets me is I was genuinely surprised that he backtracked. I did not expect that out of him. I can honestly tell you right now that without the help of everybody in the room, there's no way I could have even headed out on that and been even as close as I was to him. In the end, it turns out I was 2 miles from Will exactly. In the first place I looked at, and had I known this other place even existed, you know, had any of us known. I went to their site. There's not even anything on there on volunteering for him. I don't know how he found out about the opportunity, but you know, definitely, yeah. But so basically, if you want, I'll recount what happened that day.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get pulled up. So essentially, I woke up, was you know, got online, as has been the MO for the last week or so. Immediately started checking into things. I had some plans to make a phone call. We were planning to call the caricature place, and I was going to ask the guy if he's willing to do an interview for a podcast, mm-hmm. you know, and just try to get as much information out of him as we could on the people that were there, and play it off as if, you know, we're trying to, you know, do like a documentary on the runners and do some follow-up. But as I was getting ready to make the call, Will's information was leaked out, and you know, immediately I grabbed all the words that were in there, and it looked very familiar. I've been in Austin about 8 years, and some of those just, I was like, I threw it all into Google. I immediately got back something from Austin City Council, a PDF where they were talking about lowering the speed limits around Ditmar Park, and it listed every one of those as streets in the neighborhood. I get back in the main room, and almost just right before I can even type out everything and put the link in, Mescad's like, he's in Austin. And I was like, he is. Here's the link that proves it. And it just kind of was like, what do I do now? Yeah, keep in mind at the time, I was trying to get ready to later that day, I had to go to San Antonio. So immediately I was in position. I was like, oh, this is going to make this a difficult day. So I in a matter of, several minutes, I think I took the fastest shower I've ever had in my entire life. I was out of the shower, clean, dressed, packed. My car was ready. I had my camera with me. I had my phone set up. And as soon as I was out the door, I had a Lurker or Max on the line and was starting to ask me, you know, to look certain things up and tell me what was going on and keep me, you know, abreast of what exactly was going on, right. You know, in the chat room, because to be honest, you know, that chat room is a lifeline of information. It's literally the best collaboration of information I've seen in a long time. And I have to shout out to Mescad. I believe he's the one that initiated or organized the chat room. And without that, there's a good chance I may have not as been as involved in the game as I have been. You know, having a tool like that really just makes all the difference in the world. So, anyway, as it goes, I jump in the car, I head out. As I'm leaving my place, I know there's an SPCA near me. Tried to contact them, but we couldn't reach them, so just, you know, bypass that altogether. Right. And I headed for the most obvious place I could think of in the city to volunteer on a moment's notice, and that was the Arch. It's a homeless shelter right down on in downtown Austin, 7th and Nueces. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I say the most obvious place is it's actually extremely difficult to volunteer on a moment's notice in Austin. You know, lots of places have all kinds of rules about why you can or can't volunteer, you know, paperwork you have to fill out.
Right.
You know, background checks. If you're like at a parks and recreation, you can't volunteer if there's children's activities.
Right.
Unless you've had a background check, things like that. So I already knew there was going to be certain things that he couldn't do, certain things he may be able to do. And, you know, so just head straight down there. Get down there, talking to Lurker. He's telling me what's going on. We're looking to see if anyone else is on the ground. You know, I go down there. There's always a ton of people at the Arch. That's another reason why I thought it might be a good location. In this, no difference. There's a line from the door curving around the building. And so I was kind of a stuck position there because I didn't want to wait in the line because there's no telling how long I'd be there because that's the line where everyone has to go through a metal detector, get searched before they're allowed in the building. So as I was looking around, I couldn't see anybody. I saw a couple girls coming back from their lunch, and immediately I was like, hey, excuse me, I'm looking for one of my buddies. He's supposed to be, you know, volunteering here.
Right.
And when, you know, they're like, oh, okay, no problem, you know. And so they walked me in past, you know, the security thing. I didn't have to worry about any of that, no delays. Didn't have to wait in line with everybody. And they just asked me to sit there in the lobby and wait. So they go upstairs where the volunteers were. They couldn't find anyone, obviously. So I was like, all right, let's go. And I'm out the door. I'm already back on the phone with Lurker. And, you know, he's looking up the food bank down in South Austin for me to see if someone may be there now. As I said, hindsight being 2020, Will was 2 miles exactly to the east of me on 7th Street. Mm-hmm. And that's, I just can't even. It's, yeah. So, but anyways, you know, head down to the food bank. Lurker gives me the best course, the best directions to get there using Google Maps, I'm assuming. And, yeah, I get in there. And there you go in the lobby, chatting with the lobby people, just kind of being as vague as I can without sounding like I'm, you know, like I actually know the person I'm looking for. And, you know, I told him I was looking for my friend Will. I want to make sure he had a ride home and he was done volunteering. And I, before they could, you know, say, oh, we don't have Will, I immediately followed up with, he may have been, you know, registered under his middle name. And then I said, he looks like this. And I described him. So, you know, just to kind of over, you know, blow past the name portion altogether. And they did tell me they had somebody there who fit the description.
Right.
But didn't, not under that name. So they went and they called the back warehouse manager. And he was going to go ahead and bring the volunteer up to the front for me. Now, there's about a 30, 40-foot hallway between the doors where they were going to come through and where I was standing. And if it had been Will and he had come out through that hallway, there's really no, you know, when he recognized that I wasn't his friend, he would have been gone, you know, out the other side.
Right.
Through there. So I was like, hey, you know, no problem. I see where they're at right there. I'll just walk on back. And I just kind of, before they say anything, I just walked on back into the back end of the area.
Right.
And I get back here to where the warehouse doors are, which, you know, are locked, have a video camera on and everything. And as I'm standing there waiting for them to come through the doors, someone else comes up to me and is like, hey, can I help you? And I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, I look right there next to where they're at, and they've got a sign-in sheet and everything. So I was like, oh, I'm, you know, waiting, trying to meet with my friend. He's supposed to be volunteering today. And she goes and looks through the sheet, and she's trying to find the name, doesn't see the name. I look at the next sheet. I don't see any names that I recognize on there. And kind of at that point, she's like, well, you know, I don't think your friend's here. Kind of like, I think you should go now.
Right.
So, you know, because we're trying to keep this all, you know, good and fun and no one getting in trouble, I just like, hey, you know, no problem. I guess he must have been one of the pantry locations. I just walked out. And from there, Lurker got me into the neighborhood, the fastest route over the neighborhood up next to the park. And that, I have to say, about the next hour and a half, was mad dashes to no less than 13 different locations. With Lurker on the phone, giving me numbers to places, calling places, me calling other places, you know, and then us getting back in touch with each other to see what's their volunteer policy. Can I just come in and volunteer on the spot?
Right.
Any place I drove past that looked like they may accept volunteers, I ran in to get them. At the same time, because we weren't sure, there was a thing with the food bank that they did have their shift out for lunch.
Right. Right.
You know, Lurker had reached Repo Chip online, and he was able to reach out to, and I hope I say this right, Curetes.
Yeah.
Is Carlos here in Austin, and they were going to get Carlos or Curetes on the ground at the food bank as fast as possible. Now, the downside, he's up in Pflugerville, I believe, so it took him about, he didn't actually get down there till just after 2:30, and according to the union, Will, his task started at 10:30. He'd be done by 2:30. So,
right.
You know, he would have just gotten there as he was getting out or just missed him. So, you know, I suggested they go and stake out the neighborhood, at least the back entrance. And you know, the main reason for that is everything you look at to find that neighborhood, all the maps point to the front entrance being the easiest way in. So everyone's like, oh, let's go in through the front. So I'm like, the logical thing, if these people know their own neighborhood and have given people directions before, is to tell people to, or they're going to come in through the back.
Right.
Because it's the hardest entrance to find. People aren't going to be looking for it. So I suggested they go way in there. And at that point, I really had to head, you know, out. I was done for the day. So that was actually one of the toughest things, was going and doing what I had to do.
Right.
Because it is, it's very addictive when you get into this. You're very focused, very into it. It's extremely fun. There's it's an adrenaline rush that, you know, unless you're actively involved in that section, you're not going to get it. So.
And unfortunately, your story doesn't end with you becoming richer.
No, it does not. No. Yeah. You know, but fortunately, my story does end with me having fun.
Right,
and I realize there's some really really awesome people here that you know, that we can count on when we need it. You know, that's the other great thing is, at no point has anyone ever seemed like they're in it just for themselves.
Right.
You know, everyone is truly sticking with the goal. You know, the point is, it doesn't matter who catches somebody, we're all going to help. And you know, that speaks volumes. You know, you've got these runners who have taken off, you know, with Union Property, mm-hmm. and they don't care.
Yeah,
they're going to do whatever they need to. They're going to lie. They're going to, you know.
And actually, we just found out in the IRC chat room that they've planted a mole.
Yeah.
And yeah, do you expect any less, though?
You know, I'd do it.
Right.
If I could. You know, if I was a runner, I would venture to say I would be as sneaky and as creative as I could possibly be.
Right.
You know, honestly, just because that's...
I would have been in there. I mean, from day one.
Oh, yeah, I would have been in there,
against,
too.
Helping against the other hunters to the extent that I looked trusted, but not to the extent that it would actually help all that much.
Just I would be in there as me, as what I do. I just kind of come in and watch and once in a while say something.
yeah, apparently what happened in there was they've been slowly feeding information, either positive information or just negative information, to a few of the runners to get information kind of in return. So it's this whole big cat and mouse thing where you have to figure out, okay, is this true? Is this false? What's going on? So.
Yeah, I was actually part of staging information at one point for someone who will remain nameless and in a way that will remain undescribed, because it might actually work again. but it worked out quite nicely, I think. We actually got some kind of good stuff out of it, and I thought it was believable.
So you staged information? Is that what you...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe, I was making sure I heard you right.
Staged fake conversations based on fake data from some people who had not told us things, and actually I think no longer exist. So, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
There'll be more moles. It's not the last of the moles.
Oh, no. Yeah, there... I'm sure there's more than... I'm sure there's a mole watching this mole get caught.
That's true. I'm just glad that it turns out Zangief was every name I've been staring at for the past week.
No kidding, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was afraid we had like 10 moles in here, but they're all Zangief, so that makes me feel way better.
So, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? I mean, we can stay in... We can stay on Skype, but... for the podcast, at least, until we hear GC's story, is there anything you want to say?
You know, honestly, I think the biggest thing, you know, 'cause that's huge news, and I think that's really going to draw some attention and hopefully get us some additional hunters.
Yeah.
Or repo men on the ground. I do think, you know, we definitely should mention the sign-up link for anyone who happens to be listening for the, you know, wiredinsider.com/repomen/openings. And get y'all to go in there and sign up.
Yeah. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
You know, once you're in there. Oh, go ahead.
I've also got I've just about finished mocking it up. I'm going to have to edit it now that two of them have been caught. But anyway, a sort of how-to guide for getting started, getting all the info, getting up to date. And
nice.
With a brief little explanation even of why no one trusts you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That'll actually help me out.
So, yeah, why we're going to invite you in to talk to us and not really pay attention to you at first.
I really enjoyed the sudden strangeness with my name early on.
I remember that. That was entertaining.
We had to check you out. You had CJ right
yeah.
here.
but why if I... It's like, I kept being kind of like, if I were actually CG, why would I put it in my name? That would be retarded.
Exactly.
That's
the point.
Was it one of those moments where the argument was, well, you thought we would have said that, so you said that? It was one of those arguments? Yeah. Oh, okay, those are always fun.
What made it really funny is that I was still catching up on the various different information. I joined that day. The day that they got to Orlando was the day that I found out about it. Just, I guess, God, was that just yesterday or was it the day before that? Anyway, and so I didn't even know that she was suspected to be in the area that I was in. And so I couldn't figure out why everyone was making that assumption. I'm like, guys, I'm in Orlando. Like, you can very clearly tell that I'm in Orlando. And then it was like, oh, she's, oh. All right.
Hey,
well,
hey, I was nice to you, CJ, though. I was very helpful while I was trying to figure out if you were a mole.
Right.
Yeah, and I even convinced you to go out and wake up your roommates and force them to do things for you.
It's true.
I wasn't there yet.
Semi-sweet, I actually thought you may have been CG at one point. I'll admit that straight up, so.
Am I the only one that didn't suspect that she was CG?
Yeah,
apparently so.
I kind of wasn't really too concerned one way or the other, to be honest.
Yeah.
It, you know, if she was, it would have come out eventually.
That's true.
And if she wasn't, you know, then great.
When I first joined the IRC chat, everybody treated me very nicely. So, thank you. No one thought I was CG.
Actually, we did. We weren't telling
you. Oh, no. If I was Will, that would be the best cover if I was Will.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm hosting podcasts with the Hunters, and they don't even know it.
Nice. This is totally off Taewon, if you're still there.
If you were actually Will, I think at this point I would start crying and quit the game. Because now I have your phone number.
You do.
And
you
still
do.
Couldn't find you.
And my address is on the internets, so, well, I would also be the least moving runner ever.
That would be great. You're doing a podcast, and all of a sudden someone comes in the room and tells you you've been repoed.
Just here in the background. Oh, darn it! That would have been great, too, if we were talking around yesterday's the ARG netcast, if Usman was talking, and all of a sudden you just hear in the background of his mic, "Hey, you've been rebooted." That would be the best. Well, that would be the worst time to be caught for them.
The vocals on that would be infamous in the game.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that video.
It's going to be priceless.
It's going to be classic. It will go down in infamy.
Huh. Well, see, now she's showing up the rest of us how it has to be done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make my computer background Usman's face when he gets caught.
You know, the only thing even better is the only thing better is I have a sneaking suspicion that the camera is going to just pan straight over to Geneva telling them you've been repoed. I don't know whose facial expressions are going to be better, Usman's, Suji's, or Geneva's when she realizes she has caught them.
I think that needs to be plastered all over the Repo Men Facebook page, all three of those.
I think that'll make some great great press for the union. Just
I'm sensing a fail blog post.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usman on skates, the look on his face, and just fail.
Now what I'm curious about is if let's say against all odds within the next week, Alex and Will get caught. Will everything end, or will, like Taewon, you were mentioning those little mini searches that were going to be conducted? Will those continue?
And I think she must not be there. I don't know. I think maybe that's when you guys get the party. I don't.
Ooh, party.
I would guess if they have the mini searches planned, they'd continue them. But I would also guess that you guys won't catch both of them. So, come on,
really?
Well, you after definitely won't catch them together. I'll tell you that much. But
not anymore.
Yeah.
But after everything, come on, we're gonna catch them, man.
You'll catch one of them.
Well, I'm going to Atlanta tonight. I'm driving down. I'm gonna follow her. I expect you guys to send me updates so I can follow her on the road.
Do you actually think she's still in Atlanta? I would not be surprised if she was, but I bet if she is, she either isn't now or she won't be tomorrow.
Even if she's not, I can buy enough 5-hour energy to just stay awake until I drive enough to catch up with her from where she left.
Wow.
We're after you, Alex. You can't get away.
Yeah. I know I can manage 36 hours on powers of receipt. So, well, an hour and 40 minutes. So
what's
I just
that?
Gotta...
You cut out. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said I know I can manage 36 hours awake on an hour and 40 minutes of sleep. So I figure that I should use that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
somebody in the chat
room. Calling you.
Yeah, no, definitely. Somebody mentioned something about Repo Alex. It looks like on Twitter.
Yeah,
oh, well, I
hashtagged her. Somebody just posted.
Papa Galosh heard something about having to go to the only place that's been struck by a Category 5 hurricane more than once.
That's interesting.
What's that?
Where's this?
It's
just
on,
go to search.twitter.com and type in Repo Alex.
I've got a hashtag that does all of them.
Okay. You go with your bad self. Look, I'm still using Microsoft Paint for my Photoshop skills. So.
I used Paint for a long time, but I finally got Photoshop.
I have Photoshop. I still use Paint. I can't figure that thing out.
I have a Mac. I can't use
classes.
Paint anymore.
I was hoping to get the money to get classes for Photoshop.
Yeah. Or even just to get Photoshop, it's that expensive. Oh, but you already have it. Did you pay for it? Anyways.
Worse.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah, what is that about the Category 5 hurricane? Does anyone know?
I would immediately think it's somewhere in Florida or in New
Orleans.
Yeah,
but where is that coming from, though?
It just says Papa Galosh.
Yeah, but who, like, I don't know, is that one of her friends?
I'm guessing that Alex tweeted and then deleted it again, I'm guessing. That's what she keeps doing. She'll put up a tweet and immediately delete it, so only a few people actually manage to see it. I'm guessing that's what happened.
That's strange, because I could have sworn I was following her and I don't see her updates.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the point.
That's because the updates don't happen constantly. They happen like every 30 seconds or something. So if she deletes it before yours updates, then you won't get it.
No, Chip, I get them on my phone every time, and I don't.
Yeah,
I haven't
that's how mine are. Mine are set up on the phone.
She's probably deleting before it's getting sent to you, then.
Interesting.
Or the person's completely just randomly saying that for some reason.
No, this is not a random person. This is a friend.
Who is it?
This is a friend of hers. He's into Nine Inch Nails. And I'm checking his Facebook page now.
And we now know where he lives.
Yep, he's a friend of hers on Facebook. Actually, let's see if I do know where he lives.
Yeah, that was... When I joined the IRC, I lied. You weren't all very nice to me. I think someone said, "We know where you live," and then smiley face. That was very creepy.
Well, I know where he went to college and how long he spent there so far.
Okay. This is going to be fun.
He is from Long Island, New York.
Ooh. Now, where's Alex from?
Alex is, well...
Temecula, California.
Okay. Are they friends on Facebook? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
What part of New York is that?
Long Island.
Ah.
Oh, where did you say Alex is from?
Temecula, California.
He's probably a friend of hers from the message boards.
Florida, by the way, is the place that's been hit twice. Only 3 Category 5 storms have made land.
Where is the place?
Florida.
Where in Florida, though? What would be the... Where was the landing point?
Yeah, were they the same place?
She's going to the wizard store.
This is the part where everybody is Googling things.
I was at that wizard store 2 weeks ago. That's what's crazy.
I remember the Wizard Store. That was what warmed up my Google foo.
Okay, so unnamed in the Florida Keys in 1935. Andrew hit in Florida, Southeast Florida, in 1992.
They were probably just referring to Florida in general.
And I see Southeast Louisiana was hit by one in 1969 and one in 1992.
Really?
Yeah. So list of all Category 5s in the states, there's been five. Like I said, one in 1965.
That actually made landfall? The page that I saw said that there were only three that had ever made landfall.
Yeah, no, this is what I'm reading. There's three of them. The most intense hurricanes in the United States since 1851 to 2004. I'll send you all the link right now.
Are you on?
It's in the IRC. No, I just sent the link. Oh. It's a government website.
Yeah, no.
So, National Hurricane Center's website. Yeah, number two and three were both in Southeast Louisiana. Numbers one and three were both in Florida, although one was only in the Florida Keys. So I don't know if that one would necessarily count. The other two were both over 900 on the minimum pressure.
So the only thing they have in common then is Southeast Louisiana. So in theory, then, that's where she is or is going.
If
except that
that
was given to
holds
us by a friend of
hers. Right.
Right. If we believe this.
And if I was her, I would be throwing out so many false trails right now and then poking it.
Yeah,
right now she's laughing at us as she's watching us all immediately jump on the information.
I don't care. She has to sleep sometime. I'll drive during that.
The other thing is that they still have to. They're still competing as to who's giving out the best information.
It's true. They said they might pull back on that.
But not yet. They haven't.
Not yet. They haven't.
Well, they might have. We wouldn't really know.
I think that tomorrow they should, at least tomorrow, that should stay in effect.
I don't know if that would be. I guess. Well, if I don't know.
Well, we could evaluate CG Newsman's tasks as though hadn't been caught, and then base it off that.
Right.
You got to remember though, you got to keep this game going for a while. I mean, their goal is to keep this game going as long as they want, and they know that we're catching on and obviously caught too real quick.
So they're going to want to release less information than I think if they did. Right.
Yeah,
so
I think their goal right now, they're at the status quo. They've from just a purely marketing perspective, they've won. They've got half and half. All of them get caught, then that's not quite as good.
Not to mention, from a marketing perspective, saying that somebody won $15,000 through your contest is just great. That's a very good thing.
We're going to have hunters like crazy, new hunters like crazy starting tomorrow.
Yeah, especially if they really advertise this on Wired.
Which I'm sure they will.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I gotta get in touch with Taywin for that guide then. I better edit it now.
If any new hunters come on, they're more than welcome to look. Now, if anyone's trying to find their way into the chat, reach out to me. My Twitter handle is the same as my username here. And I'll make sure to get you in there and talking with us.
Shinma, have you sent an email in with yesterday's info to Taewon?
Which info? Regarding the bench? Or the story?
Regarding the story. Regarding our adventures with Will.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Max, right?
What? No.
All right, who was that?
This is Repo Chip asking.
Okay, yeah, I've sent that story in. And we just told it earlier. I think Lurker did,
so we're covered.
Yeah, and we told it earlier as well. I'm cleaning up one that I sent in to take out some of the additional just clutter, and I'm going to re-forward that over so that they'll have that.
I don't know if Kiretis sent his version in or not, but we'll make sure he does.
All right.
And Shinna just fell down.
I what?
Did you just fall down?
Did I just
Somebody's
what?
Tearing apart somebody's house.
Shinma, are you turning this into a 1920s radio broadcast?
That would be amazing. We should do that.
The Hindenburg has crashed. The Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, the humanity.
I was actually, if I was going to do that, I'd go more along the War of the Worlds. I think that would be more entertaining and, you know, who knows, maybe we'll scare Alex out of hiding.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but, you know. We did anyone tell Alex about that new Nine Inch Nails release? It's going to be happening in Austin at South by Southwest, by the way.
I think I asked her if she was going to Austin, and she said,
I heard there's,
maybe?
I heard from a very reliable source that there's going to be a surprise performance Friday night in Austin for Nine Inch Nails. Alex, if you're listening, go ahead and Twitter me, and I'll give you directions, and I'll tell you where it's going to be.
Something tells me if she was planning on listening, with the recent developments of two of her fellow runners being caught, she has packed up and left wherever she was at.
Unless that's what she wants us to think.
Oh no, here it comes again.
I heard it's an open bar. As in, I should have enough money to pay for all the drinks she wants after that.
All right, I'm gonna end the podcast, but we're gonna keep broadcasting.
Okay.